It's time for our monthly Encourage Community Foundation report. They're located at 478 East Grand Avenue on the east side downtown here in Wisconsin Rapids, across from Hotel Mead, in a beautiful facility. Their phone number is 715-423-3863. And today, you know, Chelsea Mazurek is here, and we have a number of topics to talk about. But first off, good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning, and happy Veterans Day.
Yes, happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans, and again, if you are to those serving and to those who have served, God bless you, and thank you for your service. Okay, so I guess that's one of the first things we wanted to do, is say thank you to our veterans and active military personnel.
Definitely, and sometimes thank you seems so insignificant, but, you know, it's an important two words to say. So truly, it is all about thanking. And at Encourage, we actually do have several connections to veterans that I just wanted to talk about, given the timeliness and the appropriateness of the day. But we're proud to have partnered with the late Jack Cahoon and his incredible team, who helped to bring the Wood County Veterans Memorial to life. The fund to support the memorial is held at Encourage at our office, and they'll be holding one of the Veterans Day ceremonies today at 1 p.m. at the courthouse. So I'd encourage anyone to please attend and honor those veterans today. We also have the Tillery and Grimm Memorial Scholarship, which was started by a resident, Andy Elmhorst, and that honors two young men who died 6 weeks apart during service in Iraq, Marine Lance Corporal Jesse Tillery and Army Corporal Matthew Grimm. Contributions from local citizens, organizations, and businesses fund this scholarship, and each year it's awarded to two high school seniors who, as part of their application, write an essay describing what patriotism means to them.
That is cool.
It's very cool, and always an honor to present those scholarships. And then two recent Encourage grants are supporting the newly established American Heroes Cafe at the Lowell Center from 9 to noon on Wednesdays. You've probably heard about that.
Oh, yeah, well, we've had the gentleman here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And one of our What If grants, which is a process that really brings people together, the monies that are awarded in those grants brings people together, and one of the What If grants supported supplies needed for those weekly get-togethers, and then a School Plus grant, another one of our funding streams, funded plates and mugs that Woodside kindergartners painted in patriotic colors especially to use at that cafe.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah,
I
so
love
we're
that.
We're really pleased, and it's a great day to celebrate, you know, all of our veterans.
Yes, and so, and we should say, like, I do it on a regular basis. If I know someone's a veteran, or I see an active military person, the first word out of my mouth is thank you for your service. And I don't, that's we can do that every day. We should, and we should.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about, there's a town shooting video going on?
Well, not, jeepers, you make it sound so scary. No,
town shooting, yeah.
They're in town filming. Yes, so we have a team here this week that we're really excited about. Actually just saw them on my way over. They were filming some, what we call B-roll, of the river. And so we have a team. They're called Joe Lou Productions.
They should be in here.
I know. We've hired, them to help tell our community story.
Cool.
And tell the story of Encourage, because our role has really adapted in the community just based on what we've gone through and the resilience that mm-hmm. we've had to endure. And so they are here this week. They were here about a year ago during cranberry harvest, actually.
Cool.
So they're a little bit later this time around, but interviewing many different people, one of them being our CEO, Kelly Ryan, but also really interviewing residents on the ground. And so this morning they were over talking with Steve Berlin and Kurt Hyman over at Ruby Reds. And they talked with Christopher Gash over at Fay Publishing. We'll be talking with Christy Anderson, and I'm trying to think of all of the places they are going, but all of Lois Canton, they'll be talking with her
Lois,
later today.
Okay.
Yes. And so really,
I hope they got a lot of capacity on their digital equipment.
Oh, we love Lois. Yes,
I know.
She has a great story to tell.
She's been
in this community a very long time. And so that's really what they're doing, is capturing those stories. And this documentary will then be released. And, you know, we're hoping could live on our website, but really help to tell that story of the community for a whole lot of people, that we could be using it. I mean, there's endless possibility. This could be viral. It could be a story that goes in, you know, short film festivals. Who knows? But we're really looking forward, because we feel like this is such a compelling story that people need to hear and understand, because we as a community faced a crisis a lot earlier than a lot of other communities in the nation. And at the same time, our story is not wholly unique, because there are other cities facing this same, but thinking about that entrepreneurial spirit and sharing about the Tribune Building in particular.
Well, I can remember this is after when the Heart of Wisconsin and you got together.
Community
Progress Initiative, and I covered that, was part of that. And then afterwards, the University of Ohio, there was a researcher from the University of Ohio, interviewed me about that whole process.
And I got, listen, was it?
Yeah, and I got, I read their report afterwards, and it was about how, what a community goes through, and this is just the continuation, the maturation of it. And if you look back to now, there's been significant change.
There very much has, and that's what they'll be capturing. And, you know, there's one thing too, and paper still lives on, literally.
Sure.
I mean, and I mean that paper that was written, for instance, that's an example. This is just a different medium. So to be able to tell it through video with really compelling images, we live in a beautiful place. And I've been lucky enough to see their footage that they had from a year ago, and I'm so excited about the end product. So.
When do they anticipate this being...
The short version of it, we're hoping to have by end of January 2016. The longer version will take a bit more editing to do, but we're really excited to share that.
Going to have a big premiere party, or
goodness, I hope so. Yes, I think it really is. It's a special place, and we're looking forward to telling that story. So, if you're seeing people around with a camera, that's who they are. And please say
hello.
It's
not the government.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, when you said town shooting, I'm like, oh my goodness, don't go there. No. Filming. Yes.
Well, I was going to say town shooting video.
I know.
Joe Lou Productions, where are they from?
They are out of New Orleans. We actually were connected with them, through Concordia.
Okay,
we worked with, and got to see some of the film that Louisa, who is the lead, had done around Hurricane Katrina. And thinking about other crises that people have faced in the world, I guess, even in the nation, and seeing some of her work, she felt like the right person to tell that story, and very much a professional, and we're excited.
Yeah, Joe Lou sounds like a New Orleans type of a name.
Does it?
Yeah.
See.
Yeah. Okay, that leads into the Tribune Building construction update. I know I just had a couple members of the leadership class from the chamber here yesterday, and they talked about, they went through it, and both of them were not up to speed, and they were very impressed in learning about how this whole thing happened. So what's the update? I know I got this report, and I would highly encourage, we use the word encourage,
no pun intended,
people to get a copy through the Encourage Community Foundation office. It says, growing the economy through environmental sustainability. Now, this is that meeting that you're going to reschedule?
Exactly, yes. Unfortunately, our presenter, Stephen Bingler, had a medical situation come up, and we said, life happens,
it is what it is,
but he is willing to come back, and we're looking at early 2016 to host an event to talk through this, because you're right, Carl, that paper really shares, you know, growing the economy in central Wisconsin through environmental sustainability, and it talks about broadly, but then brings it down to what features are going to be in the Tribune Building that residents helped us determine to really make that building and then spread that ripple effect through our community through environmental sustainability. So it's a really important topic because, again, that building, the Tribune Building, will be the first LEED certified building in the city of Wisconsin Rapids. We have a couple in this area, the general region, but not within the city. So we're really excited about that.
And it's a good starting point with what the city has done by building on with the study. Okay, how are we going to enhance the overall riverbank? So, I mean, this, like you said, is a catalyst.
Exactly. That was, you know, one of our goals. There's many goals, but that was one of our goals. And we really want people to be educated and informed and be able to speak to why this is important and why it matters and what it means for our community. So we have paper copies available at the office. People could call. It's also available on our website, too, if people are on the web.
Because one of the questions, Chelsea, I get is, well how is this going to be sustained? How are they going to sustain? How is this project going to keep going? How they could keep their money going? Well, this kind of talks about that.
Yeah, starts that conversation, exactly. And you know, it's definitely something that we're thinking about through the operating model that we're putting together for the Tribune. What enterprises will have tenants? What enterprises will encourage, like have a long-term ownership of? What's going to be community space? And how will revenue flow and, you know, help to invest then in entrepreneurs and invest in our community once we are, you know, truly making money out of that building. It's a great opportunity for us as a community.
So before you start, you naysayers, get a copy of the report. and read it.
Yeah, and ask questions.
Actually,
we have a great opportunity.
I was going to ask it for anybody that needs a background. Well, I've been hearing about this Tribune Building Report, this project. What the heck is this all about?
Great opportunity. It is. It's a great opportunity. Tonight, I'll be doing a Tribune 101, and we've been doing these Tribune 101s throughout the community. The Heart of Wisconsin Leadership Program is one that has heard it. Also, different schools. Our young adults in the community had a presentation. But what the Tribune 101 shares is really the origins of the project, the process and progress to date, and what it means to be a community accelerator and what that means for our future. So I do all of that in less than 30 minutes. And so we have a Tribune 101 opportunity tonight at 5:30 p.m. at McMillan Library in the all-purpose room. I'd encourage anyone who has heard anything but, you know, has questions to please attend tonight.
Yes, it's going to be a friendly, it's a casual.
Absolutely.
You're going to learn about everything. You'll be brought up to speed. And you can ask those questions about sustainability in a friendly atmosphere and get answers.
Exactly.
Don't rely on rumors or somebody talking behind whatever. And go get some answers. 5:30 at the library's all-purpose room, and you can...
And it's free and open to the public.
It's open.
We have an RSVP on our website, but don't feel if you have an RSVP, you can still come.
Yeah.
It's A-OK.
Yeah, and bring your friends if you have other folks. Mm-hmm. And if you're new to the community, welcome.
Exactly. and come learn about a very exciting project that we've been working on.
Well, we want to talk more about the Tribune Building project, including the construction update. The leadership class was surprised to realize that, work has already started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we said the actual groundbreaking ceremony won't be until they start the outdoor work in the spring.
Yep.
We're getting our Encourage Community Foundation update with Chelsea Mazurek here in part two of today's show. We're talking again. If you see folks are walking around the city with looking like they're shooting some kind of a movie, well, it's Jolu Productions out of the Nawlins area. Got it right.
Yeah, you did.
They're shooting a video telling the story of our community and the Encourage Community Foundation and the Tribune Building Project and visiting with you. So don't be alarmed by that. Well, let's get into the Tribune Building Project. As I said, it has started. The work has begun.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's going on right now? People see the construction and the fence, the construction trailer and the fencing and everything else. The work's inside right now, correct?
Yes, it is. And that will be what will happen right now with snow expected to fly anytime. I'm looking at Friday now as a possibility. But they are really doing work on the inside at this point. Interior demolition and abatement, which is taking care of the asbestos and some lead that we have found in the building. And not atypical for a building that was built in 1959, but something we do need to take care of in order to then really, really start the full-blown exterior construction then this spring once the thaw has taken place. So what's happening right now, and I was just sharing that we actually expect that walls are coming down today, and the majority of the walls in the inside are coming down. Because of the way that residents had decided to really have an open space, open mm-hmm. floor plan. So I'm very excited about that. I get to go over with a hard hat today to see the progress. and actually I'm meeting a Daily Tribune photographer who's helping to document the process and progress of their former home, your former home, to see really what's happening. So we're very excited that we've moved on to this stage of the game. And so electrical and plumbing is also happening where they're either shutting things off or turning things on, dealing with the plumbing and I'm learning a lot more about wires and cords and things that are behind walls that you didn't realize. So we remain committed to working with local subcontractors. So us and our partner in our construction manager, J.H. Findorf and Son out of Madison, we went through this first phase of bids and are really pleased that we're working with Altman Construction Company, who's out of Rapids, of mm-hmm. course. They're our demolition team. Current Technologies out of Port Edwards for electrical work. Kohl's Plumbing and Heating out of Vesper for plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Mabo Systems out of Wausau for abatement work. And Tweet Garrett Mechanical, who has an office in Wisconsin Rapids for the mechanical work.
That's great.
So there's a whole lot of local contractors that are helping us with this project. We're very excited about.
Yeah, and congratulations to those contractors, and thank you, and good luck.
Yeah.
And I'm sure our engineer and myself, if they find anything wiring from our radio days there. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that you? Now I'll know who to blame. No, but
there was this closet. They called the newsroom, and we found this wire that was all tied up.
Right, right. We were very impressed with the bids that came in. This time around, I would just speak to that, and we've shared on this show before, this building is about a whole lot more than a building, right? Our purchase and our intent in having residents decide is really thinking about how are we building capacity, how are we giving residents confidence to help shape the future, because it is their future, it's our future, all of us together. And so all of these contractors really showed demonstrated commitment to their community and building a better community, but also then to their employees and what that would mean. And they're very excited about the project, and I'm so thrilled with that, because it's a lot of times construction is about a building, right? And certainly we're going to have a beautiful building, but it's about way more than the building at the end of the day. So
okay, yeah. So you're going to see, and you'll probably hear some noise.
Yes.
Today around the inside of the building.
Yeah, and I hope we'll be sharing pictures with.
You'll see some pictures and the like. That leads into and again today, if you want to learn, you were one of those people that didn't think this project would happen, and now that it's happening, you'd like to be brought up to speed. Very easy way and a very friendly way today. Everyone's good. It's going to be friendly, and it's good. It's 5:30 at the McMillan Memorial Library's all-purpose room. Chelsea's going to be there for.
Yeah, I don't sound too scary, do
no,
I?
No, you
yeah.
don't.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We don't care. Hey, if you show up and go, I didn't think you guys would pull this off. Congratulations. Hey, we'll say, welcome to the team.
Yeah.
That's
it. We really just want people to be informed, and, certainly if they want to be engaged, we still have that door
open.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, different opportunities that are upcoming, but really it's all about just understanding what has gone into this process and the progress that we've made, so that you're informed on what's going on.
And someone asked, well, what did the Huffmans think about this? They supported the Huffman family. In fact, if it wasn't for the Huffman family, this project probably doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, we've met with the Huffman family, and Phyllis recently passed away, very recently. But we met with her probably last year or the year before when we were really starting this project. And the Huffman family sees this as an extension of the vision that their father, William F. Huffman, had, and really thinking about an informed and engaged citizen. And what this means for the future, and they're very pleased to be able to see that this building will breathe new life.
Yeah, he used to think of that building as the community hub of the city, and it was not uncommon when I was working there to see groups using the boardroom for a meeting or some, or people coming through. I mean, it was that was his vision, to facilitate communication among folks. So
which is exactly what we're seeing in the language that we use around Community Accelerator.
Uh-huh.
Accelerating environmental sustainability, accelerating economic growth and opportunity for our community, but accelerating connections for community benefit, between residents.
And so it's continuing of it's a rejuvenation.
Exactly.
Of a tradition that started when we were all downtown.
Yeah, honoring history and looking toward the future.
That's a beautiful way of putting it. So we got that event today, 5:30, Tribune Building 101, for anybody that wants to learn what this whole thing was all about, how it came about.
Yes.
But then some upcoming events.
Yeah, so we, that we received an Art Place America grant.
That's right.
And so that's $400,000 to help tell stories of our community through art in the building when it's renovated. Some of the artists have really started work already. One team in particular, which is artist Tom Grotti. He's out of Menasha, but he is working with several local school districts. So kindergarten through 12th grade art educators and students from Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Port Edwards School District, and Assumption High School are helping to create a handmade paper mural. And so the students are actually studying aspects of the Southwood County area, like local industries, history, ethnic cultures, and natural resources. So they're studying, and then they're making art. But the cool thing is that this team has invited the community to participate, and they've had, I think, 5 community workshops now. Last night was their fifth community workshop, where they've invited parents and anyone from the community that's interested in having their hands in history, because this art will be permanently installed in the building. And so they're actually helping to make the paper with the artist at Lincoln High School at night. And our final, the final open lab is tomorrow evening, so November 12th from 5 to 7 at Lincoln in the art department, room 133. And, you know, they, you don't have to be there from the entire, you know, 5 to 7 p.m., but it's a really great opportunity for young and seasoned alike to come on in and have your hands in the creation and celebrate community art together as a community. So it's a really neat opportunity. We have some great photos of the workshops thus far.
Oh, that's, that sounds really neat.
Yeah.
That does sound neat.
And actually, tomorrow night, with the film group that's here, they will actually be filming the process tomorrow evening during this workshop. So, you know, come dressed and, no, I'm just kidding. Yes, yeah. Please come dressed, but come dressed and ready for being filmed potentially. But it's a really great opportunity to show that our community comes together in lots of different ways. So yeah. this is an opportunity for those interested in art.
Okay. So there you are. If you that this was a passion of you, of yours in this process, hey, you're invited to put your hands into it.
Exactly. And art, so as a part of the Art Place America grant, each artist does have a resident engagement component. There's 7 different artists or teams of artists. And so this is the first engagement opportunity. There will be many throughout the next year or so while the building's under construction where residents can learn, could paint. I mean, there's going to be, you know, can help choose a historic image that would be depicted through wood in a, you know, in the building. There's lots of different opportunities. We'll keep everybody informed, but I would encourage people to, again, encourage, but encourage people to visit our website for those updates or call our office.
Yeah, okay. So, and again, the sustainability report is available, and you can, even though the event was postponed because of the health emergency, it's available, and it's entitled Growing the Economy Through Environmental Sustainability by Angela Duran, president of Duran and Associates of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, Angela is a very talented writer who can take a very complex, we're learning about environmental sustainability right along with the community, and she can take a very complex topic and bring it down to understandable language, and
yes.
I so appreciated that.
Yes, and this is not a hard read.
No.
In fact, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I think you'll find it very interesting. It's not a long read, but it's very interesting and easy to understand. This is for the layperson,
exactly.
Not the economist.
And I have one more just event, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
On Tuesday, December 1st, it's our next public meeting, so we've had these public meetings going on for a long time, but 5:30 to 7:30 at Renaissance Learning. And at our last meeting, which was October 6th, residents brainstormed activities at the Tribune that they would like to participate in once the building opens in 2017. Photography classes, brew and a view, like a downtown cinema under the stars.
Okay.
But with a little twist, perhaps, having that again, but over at by the Tribune. And at the December meeting, residents will take those ideas and work towards creating a calendar of events for 2016 that could complement the anticipated use of the Tribune. So even though the building's not available yet, we have spaces in our community that we could think about having some of these photography classes. We have people who are super passionate about teaching that photography class.
Yes.
But we need people to help inform what this calendar looks like, so we're not just putting events out for the sake of putting events out. We want what people are interested in. So come to December 1st and help us plan that, 5:30 to 7:30 at Renaissance Learning.
Okay. And as always, they'll take care of you.
Absolutely. Whether you're new or you've been to all of the meetings,
You know what? You could go to the Tribune 101 today,
yep.
Get brought up to speed, get motivated, and then show up at that meeting.
Right. Go to the art thing tomorrow night, and then show up that meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, all of our meeting summaries are on our website, so you could even get brought up to speed that way if you're unable to attend tonight. I would also just let you know, Carl, the 101s, I'm doing the public 101 tonight. Anybody can come, but like I said, we've been doing those for groups. If someone has a group or a group of people, we've been at different churches, we've been at schools, give us a call. We're willing to go out and take our show on the road, too.
Okay, so if you got a business group, you got a social club, or you got
a
professional organization, and you would like, you're looking for a unique topic for your next meeting, here's one. And Chelsea will bring the show.
Or my team, too. You might get me, you might get Gus, you might get Corey or Heather.
Who knows? Either way, it's a well-produced presentation that will get you up to speed. We want everybody to know what's going on. There's no hidden secrets here.
No. Very transparent.
It's very transparent. And so if you have questions, again, today at 5:30 at the McMillan Memorial Library and the general, the all-purpose room.
Yep, all-purpose room.
All-purpose room. I think of the the meeting room.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm with you. Okay. We'll find you. If you don't find
us,
we'll find you.
Jolu Productions is downtown right now shooting video. So, smile.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Carl, and happy Veterans Day again.
Okay, happy Veterans Day to all of our great veterans and active military. Thank you, Chelsea, and that's your Encourage Community Foundation report here on The Morning Magazine, which, as always...